Essay 95, Lessons Learned, Brian Smith. I felt uncomfortable when I knocked, but I didn't know of any other way. So there I stood in the middle of a hotel hallway, ready to intrude on someone's trauma. I'd been assigned to write the survivor story for the crash of Amtrak's City of New Orleans, and the hotel was where passengers had been tucked away after the deadly crash. Most of the other reporters hovered in the lobby, where a few survivors trickled down to be debriefed. I waited there too, but no one wanted to talk. I couldn't blame them. The pack, though mostly polite, was a mass of mics and cameras and notebooks, intimidating and hungry. So I crept around the corner. No one said I couldn't, and down a hallway and began knocking. The first door brought no answer, nor the second. The third held people who were not in the crash. The fourth was answered by a woman with puffy, red eyes and her husband's hand on her shoulder. Yes, they'd been in the crash. A nurse, she'd helped a little girl who'd lost her leg. She'd been able to see her by the light of the fire burning. Thus came my lead, the most powerful image in my story, and my first lesson learned, or rather, relearned. Take a chance. Be persistent. Look away from the pack. You might find gold. And know when to bend the rules. In some ways, I suppose, I admire reporters willing to get arrested crossing a police line or flouting an on-scene authority. But I've also seen many cases when doing so was simply foolish. We need to be intrepid, but smart, bold, but not foolish. The truth is, I actually did circumvent a police line in a way, talking to back roads, tromping through a muddy farm field, and walking along railroad tracks to observe families as they visited the crash site for the first time. The access roads to the scene had been sealed off, but no one said we couldn't watch from this roundabout vantage point. Doing so allowed me to write a lead packed with description and emotion, rather than the families of yesterday's Amtrak tragedies paid their respects by visiting the site for the first time kind of lead. I suppose I could have been arrested, though I felt it much more likely that I'd just be shooed away. The point is to pick your moments. The one other lesson we learned was to give people a chance to talk. As reporters, of course, we often walk the lines between intrusion and insistence. Many people do not want to share their stories after such a painful, traumatic experience. But some, like the woman, do. It's a way for them to process the grief, to try to make sense of the pain. When they do not want to talk, I believe we must treat them with as much compassion and empathy as we can summon. Put ourselves in their place. Yes, we have to ask about dead sons. It's the way we ask that's important. I'm firmly of the school that says it's all right for reporters to feel, even to grieve, with someone who has suffered a loss. Not only does it comfort our sources, but I believe it elicits better information, and it honors our profession. The one other lesson I would include is to always be on the lookout for an opportunity to tell a story. There's a power in putting the reader in the shoes of someone who has been through such a disaster, a pathos that can't be found in a more traditional approach. Some will ask how you can tell a story with an event in which everyone already knows the outcome. The trick, I think, is that the reader doesn't know the outcome of the characters in the story, just the outcome of the event.